Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey!
Hi!
Happy Tuesday!
Alex Franco, it's National American Beer Day.
Yes! Oh my gosh. Yes, I'm in.
I mean, that's every day for you, but...
Every other day. Well, you know, it's funny. I was hitting the seltzers really hard. I was at Chris's Liquors on Westgate in South Austin, and I was buying... I forgot what I was buying. Oh, the vodka canteen. It's a vodka soda already pre-made. It's really good, actually. I got the cucumber mint.
Because to add soda to vodka is so stressful.
Bro, pre-made six-pack cans. And it's funny, I'm paying for it at the register, and the guy's like, man, these seltzer things are pretty popular, huh? And I'm like, I looked around, I'm like, what rock have you been under?
You work at a liquor store.
He said a lot of people are buying these seltzers. I'm like, really? I'm like, duh.
But are seltzers considered, I know this is a stupid question, but are seltzers considered beer?
I mean, I don't know. It's just seltzer on it. Seltzer, yeah, beer.
Yeah, seltzer and beer are two totally different things.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be drinking a beer today. My go-to right now with this weather would be like a Cellus White or a, that Sarah, when she got married a year ago or so, at the venue in Georgetown, Sarah, they carried a beer on tap that I really fell in love with. It's like a brewery in Cedar Park, Whitestone.
Yeah.
They have a white that's amazing. I don't know if they still have it because I haven't seen it in stores. But, oh, my God.
Are you excited for all the holiday brews?
You know, that's not my jam, but my wife is all about the Shiner Cheer. And I know they already have it out in stores, like Christmas beer. She's, like, bypassed Halloween and Thanksgiving and gone to Christmas.
Shiner's my favorite. I just don't drink beer very often. I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got... I don't know.
The last time I saw you drink a beer is you and I were at Hooters pre-COVID, and you had a big old
Dos Equis. That's my jam. Yeah. Hey. If I'm at Hooters waiting on my wings, I'll drink a ice cold Dos Equis.
Hey, you remember I was sitting next to you, and I never drink those giant beer mugs, and then I looked at it, and I was like, that looks so refreshing. And
so
I was like,
good.
You know what? I'll take a Dos Equis. I didn't even want one, but it just looks so good.
Oh man!
But that's
so
not
good.
American beer, so we'll be celebrating American beer. Oh, another brewery I like is, I believe it's Sarah. You may know it. They have it on at the airport on tap at like the little travel, like the beer area. It's 620 something. 620. It's off of 620. I'm not doing it any justice, but sorry.
I don't know.
It says 620 on it. It's a Texas beer.
Know what? Drink American beer, but drink Texas beer.
Yeah,
today.
Of course.
Okay?
Of course.
National
of course.
American Beer Day today.
Everything I rattled off was Texas.
Yeah, good. That's good. Keep it local.
Yep.
I have been watching a lot of movies. We usually do watch a lot of movies in the house, and it's been pretty impressive to me how good my son is at just storing all these details. Like, he really focuses on the movie. It's not just something passive. Like, they know all the details.
Imagine being able to do that as an adult. Like, you just focus on a movie.
I wish I could remember all the stuff that he remembers. But, well, I guess it's because in his little six-year-old mind, he's not bogged down with taxes and you know, all the other stuff that we have to worry about.
There you go.
Those are the days.
So I have recorded him describing a movie and decided that it would be fun to put in a little game and see if you can figure out what movie it is that he is talking about. That's coming up next in 3 minutes of Mix 94.7. I'm about to say something that's not going to be a popular opinion.
Oh, boy.
Okay. But we always watch movies of the Booker household. That's the thing. My kids love watching movies. And I said, this is so crazy, I've never seen the movie Hocus Pocus. And a lot of people are talking about it right now, obviously, because it's Halloween. Mm-hmm. And it seems to be like everybody's favorite Halloween movie.
Seriously.
It is just like Goonies, which I had never seen before either. Highly overrated. I feel like it's one of those movies where it's nostalgia, right? You watched it as a kid. You loved it as a kid. Therefore, you love it today. But if you watch it today for the first time, like me, it's like, this movie sucks.
Well, I don't remember seeing it as a kid. The first time I saw it, I was like drunk at the Alamo Draft House.
Well, then it was probably good because you were drunk.
Yeah. And so now it's just kind of like a fun thing to watch because there's not that many Halloween movies that are not scary.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why I watched it with the kids.
Oh, boy.
Grayson, who is 6. Marinie, who's almost 5. She's less than 2 weeks away from turning 5, but they love movies. And the retention on movies is so amazing. Like, months after watching a movie for the very first time, they will recite exactly what happened to me in the movie. And I guess it's just part of being a kid, and you don't have all that other stuff bogging up your memory. So I recorded my son explaining a movie without the characters' names or giving the name of the movie to see how well you would do by guessing the movie the 6-year-old is trying to explain.
Okay.
You want to play?
Duh. Yeah.
All right. Here's my son, Grayson.
You guys have to try to guess this movie. So there's a girl with magic powers, blonde hair, a snowman that is alive, a reindeer, and a guy that talks for him, and then another girl with brown hair is the other girl with the ice powers, sister, and then she got hurt. And there's like lots of rocks that can come alive. Done.
All right. And the movie is?
Well, that's Frozen 2. Mm-hmm.
That is
right.
Didn't
know it was Frozen 2, but he brought in the rocks.
That is right. I know I'm playing the song from Frozen 1.
You're playing a song from Frozen.
Yes, but it is Frozen 2.
The
very
rock
good.
People, bro.
Wow. See, I thought I was going to throw you off there, and but you got it with the rocks. Okay. Now, that I feel like that was kind of a warm-up, which doesn't make sense because we were talking about a cold movie, but this next movie is a little bit more difficult. Do you think you can do it?
Yeah.
I mean, you got a good grasp of how this works?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guess the movie with my 6-year-old son, Grayson.
So you have to get this. He has a hat. He's a boy. He dances with other people, and he has a cool suit. And he also is married with someone, and he sings a lot. And here's a hint. There's lots of animals. What movie is it?
What's the one that he dances around a lot? The Hollywood one where he's dancing on cars running back and forth?
Oh, La La Land?
Is that La La Land?
Is it La La Land?
No animals in La La Land.
Why would a 6-year-old be watching La La Land?
Well, I don't know.
You never know.
Booker and his wife maybe watch it and he just jumps on in.
Yeah.
Well, it could be Mary Poppins because there's animals and a guy dancing around in a hat.
Is it Mary Poppins?
Oh!
Guys, wow, I'm disappointed. It was...
Very good, vague description.
Hugh Jackman in a hat and a fancy suit.
Yeah.
And he's dancing around because he's the ringmaster. And oh, here's a hint. There are lots of animals.
Yeah, I should have.
It's a circus, y'all. It's The Greatest Showman.
There could have been a lot of movies.
Well, I'll need to tell my 6-year-old he needs to step up his game.
Okay? Yeah, be more specific.
From the mind of single expert Sarah Osbourne, here's Sarah's Dating Diary on Mix 94.7.
Today I want to discuss the question that has just gone around in so many girls' minds, and it is, ooh, can I have a little echo for it?
Sure, sure.
Why are you single?
I mean, that's what everybody wants to know, of course. If you're single, why am I still single?
I mean, do you know how many late night deep conversations I've had with girls trying to dissect this exact question? When I was single, I would ask myself all the time. My friends who are single ask themselves all the time. First of all, there is nothing wrong with being single, and it doesn't mean something is wrong with you. But if you want to find someone and you are single and you're really trying to not be single, well, then you should start questioning and trying to pinpoint a reason why. I would tell myself things like, oh, I focus too much on work. Guys didn't want me talking about them on the radio. I'm a bad kisser. I don't know how to flirt. I'm awkward. Somehow, though, I would always end up with one last question. Am I sabotaging myself? I just felt like I'm sabotaging myself. Well, I found this article of 10 reasons why you're still single, and I don't agree with 7 of them, but 3 really stood out. So I wanted to share those 3. So reason number 1, you are still single. You ask and expect your partner to meet all your needs. You should never need someone. You should always just want someone. Partners are a great addition. They are not our whole. And if you're looking for someone to be everyone and everything, then realize that's no one. That is way too much pressure to put on someone. There are needs your family and friends provide that will be different than a partner, and that's a good thing. Reason number 2, you are single. You avoid conflict. I think if you've been single for a long time, you are sometimes so scared to get into any type of conflict, anything that'll rock the boat. You know, maybe you hate something that they do, but you just shove it under a rug because you figure it's better to deal with it and turn your head than it is to be single, right? Conflict is good though, don't avoid it. Reason number 3, you're still single, you don't talk about your feelings. Too many of my girlfriends don't want to be labeled as crazy, so they don't talk about their feelings. But communication is everything. Communication doesn't make you crazy or annoying or too much. Talk about your feelings, it'll only bring you closer. That is my dating diary.
Good stuff, Sarah. It's interesting, though, because you mentioned that there were 7 out of the 10 that you did not agree with. Which was the one that you disagreed with the most?
Ooh, it's going to be good.
Well, it's not so much. It's just that, like, I don't think so many girls do this. Like, you're highly critical of your partner, or you've moved from criticism to contempt. Or I guess this could be you don't talk about sex.
I think those are all good.
Yeah,
no,
man.
They are. But then it just was good. Okay, it was you engage in stonewalling. You become highly defensive, or you make your partner highly defensive. I guess that's probably
good,
too. Oh, my
gosh. These are so good, Sarah. Wow.
Okay, they are good. But they all kind of were the same, right? Like,
okay.
You move from criticism to contempt, and you're critical, and you're defensive, and you make them defensive.
It sounds like every relationship I've ever been in.
Really?
Yes.
I'm still trying to figure out what stonewalling is.
Me too. That's why I didn't talk about it.
Where do you think Texas falls on the list of the most hated states in America? You may be surprised. We'll tell you in What's Trending up next on Mix 94.7.
Here's What's Trending with Booker, Alex, and Sarah.
Crazy me. I just went on with my life believing that everyone in the United States loved the great state of Texas. How
no
wrong
way.
I was.
Oh, what's not to love about Texas,
well,
man?
Exactly, Alex. But Texas is one of the most hated states in the U.S., but not the most hated. You want to take a guess as to what is the most hated state in America?
I'll let Sarah go first. Ladies first.
California or New York?
I was going to say California.
Well, Sarah's close with New York. According to lifestyle website Best Life, Texas is number 2, just behind New Jersey.
Oh.
Best Life made the rankings by looking at things like population changes, a Gallup poll of which citizens felt the most state pride, and a poll on Instagram. And that is exactly when I first read this. Why? I knew it immediately because I know no other state in America that has as much pride in their state as Texas.
Yeah, meeting people out of state. Like, I remember I was in Las Vegas and I met some group and they're like, oh, where are you from? I'm like, Texas. And they're like, oh. There's never like a, oh, yeah. Like, when I was in California, people were like, where are you from? Texas. I think that was the one place where I got an, oh, yeah, because they wanted to move there.
Right.
To Texas.
Right. Speaking of California, it's funny. One of my best friends, Angel, came in to visit me. And she made this incredible observation. I've never seen more people with state tattoos in my life. Think about all the people that you have seen with Texas tattoos. It's crazy. Is there any other state that flies its flag? I was flying back home into Austin, and each jet bridge had the state of Texas flag flying from it. I mean, with the exception of possibly California, is there any other state that takes more pride?
Well, nobody has has a flag as cool as ours.
That's a good point.
Well, there you go. That's why people hate us. Look at how cocky we are. Even about our flag.
California actually hates us. Of the states that hate us the most, California is up there, along with New Mexico, Alaska, and of course, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm. But don't worry.
They don't count.
Because we return the favor. Texas is the only state that hates Oklahoma. I don't think anybody else really cares about Oklahoma.
That
is
awesome.
California is number three on the list, with Florida rounding out the top five.
Hey, with holiday season right around the corner, this account could be gaining some steam again. It's an account on Instagram called Miserable Men, okay? It's about pictures of men looking bored or even falling asleep on shopping trips. What's crazy is this account just, like, picked up huge steam and has, like, 350,000 followers. And the last submission was from October 10th, but prior to that, it was all pre-COVID pictures. Like, if you want a good trip down memory lane of how shopping used to be with your significant other, go to this account, Miserable Men on Instagram. I mean, I'm so sad. There's, like, stores that aren't even open anymore, and it was, like, right before March, before COVID hit. I mean, there's people talking to people without face masks. Oh, I miss that so much.
Oh, my gosh. Those were the days.
It's a really slow news day, and I know it's a really slow news day because everybody wants to know if Jennifer Garner is pregnant. A couple days ago on her Instagram, I saw it. She posted a picture of a pumpkin she carved, and it was a pumpkin inside of a pumpkin. It was a little pumpkin smiling inside of a pumpkin house. And I didn't quite get the caption. She said, quote, "when you and your jack-o'-lantern share a vibe." But I was like, whatever, okay. It's cute. She carved a pumpkin.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody wanted to know, are you pregnant? Mm-hmm. Well, she has let everybody know, no, she just thought she shared a smile with the baby pumpkin.
I was hoping it was Bradley Cooper's kid because I know they hung out like over the summer. And man,
they're friends,
beautiful.
Alex. They were an alias together. They go back. Can they not say hello on the beach without everybody thinking he knocked her up?
That's so
my
funny.
My gosh.
That's the photo I
saw. So she is not pregnant?
No, she's not pregnant.
So apparently,
she has three kids.
It's a condom that was in her wallet, I guess.
Really?
That's a Capital One joke, just in case
you're
wondering.
I got it. Okay, Sarah, you didn't get it?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I got it. You said, really?
Well, because the joke, I'm like, really? Really? I mean, but I got what's in your wallet.
For the picture of Jennifer Garner not pregnant and the rest of those stories, just text TRENDING to 51993. Good morning. We are Booker, Alex, and Sarah on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The NFL announced that it has fined the Tennessee Titans for violating the league's coronavirus safety protocols, which led to an outbreak that affected dozens of players and several staff members. Meanwhile, the Jets defense is still staying 6 feet away from the guy with the ball at all times.
I saw a story that made me laugh so hard. And for whatever reason, I totally thought of Alex when I read it. Well, first of all, you are an order-modifying fool. Like, you never just order something...
Order-modifying fool.
...without modifying
it.
Like, you never take it at face value.
Right.
You always change something up in it. So I'm wondering, what is your go-to drunk order?
Wow. It most likely would be Whataburger. I would go with two patties instead of one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I'm invincible and this is when I could take it.
Hold on just a second. Let me go through this process, okay?
Okay.
I'm sure because you go every single week that you know exactly what you want by heart.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Welcome to Whataburger. May I take your order, please?
Yeah. Can I get a... Okay.
Oh, you're drunk, right? I forgot.
Right.
Okay.
But
I'm
not,
why are you driving?
Well,
you're the passenger side.
I'm in the back seat of
back
my
seat
Uber.
Of Uber. Okay, mm-hmm. All right.
My Uber driver was very cool to drive me to the drive-thru
okay.
Whataburger.
Well, let's start all over. All right.
Welcome to Whataburger. May I take your order, please?
Here is the year of 2020. We send satellites to space to get Wi-Fi, but yet we can't get a clear signal in the drive-thru.
I mean, seriously. And then this is me ordering. I'll get a breathing hard. Can you hear me breathing out through that stupid
Not really.
Thing?
Breathe harder.
Let me get a wipe my mouth. Double meat, number one. Double meat.
What's a number one? A double cheeseburger?
Well, number one's just number one, which is funny, though, is if you're drunk, you don't realize you can just order the number three that's already a double meat. Or number, you know what I mean? So it's like, I'm going to get a number one that's just a single patty, but let me get two patties on there. Let me get extra veggies.
Okay.
No tomatoes.
Yeah.
Will you add a...
extra veggies, but hold one of the veggies.
Yeah, hold the tomatoes.
Okay.
And let me add mayo, and let me add jalapenos to it. And then this is where you ask me, would you like mustard as well?
Would you like mustard as well? I don't know.
Would you like mustard as well?
Yeah, keep the mustard. And then I want to king size the fries. And then this is where you're saying, sir, this is not Burger King.
We don't king size the fries. This is Whataburger. Would you like a large order of Whatafries?
Yes, I'll Whatasize it. And then let me get a Diet Coke so I don't feel so guilty. And then, you know what? Let me get that small Dr. Pepper shake.
Oh, that Dr. Pepper shake. Oh!
It's legit.
Man, I don't feel like, Alex, you're doing yourself very well drunk, because you would be like, hey, ma'am, how's it going? How's your night? You know what? You want some French fries? I'll order you. French fries for yourself, and you eat those French fries.
That's when I get to the window and actually have a conversation
with someone. Okay. Hey, y'all, there was a woman in Toronto by the name of Katie Poole who was hung over last week and then ordered some McDonald's because they don't have Whataburger in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And she got it by delivery. And she likes to modify her burgers just like you do, Alex.
Oh, yeah.
But she somehow went too far with the modifications and, get this, asked for no bun, mustard, onions, pickles, or patty.
Dude.
What?
Wait, what did she get?
So
she ordered air?
This is what she got, y'all. She got the only thing that was left, 3 packets of ketchup in a plastic delivery.
Are you serious?
Oh my gosh, amazing.
That's awesome.
They literally sent 2 packets of ketchup and charged her for the entire burger.
Bro, that is awesome.
Oh, man, you've got to see this. I promise you, you will want to share. Text BURGER to 51993, BURGER to 51993, and see delivery 87363 with a hamburger with no bun, no mustard, no onions, no pickles, no patty. Just a plastic to-go bin.
It looks like when you're done with your food.
Yes.
It's like the only thing left is the ketchup packets.
Plastic to-go container and 2 ketchup packets.
Nice. His current record is 1,508 wins with just 125 losses. This morning, Sarah and I are rooting for Shelby. Shelby lives in Kyle. She makes commute to Wimberley, where she works at a grocery store. Let's welcome her to Austin's favorite game.
Dance, Beast, Booker!
Shelby!
Hey,
hi!
Shelby!
How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Good. So excited that you're playing Can't Be Booker. It's a pop culture trivia game, and I'm ready to go. If you are, I'm going to leave the room right now while Sarah asks you 5 questions. And whenever you're finished, I'll be back to answer the same 5. So good luck, okay?
Cool.
All right, Shelby, Mr. Brad Booker is out the door. Good luck.
Awesome.
All right, here we go. Question number 1. Folklore by Taylor Swift is the very first million-selling album of 2020. Does she have an endorsement deal with Chase, Wells Fargo, or Capital One?
Oh, my gosh. Capital One.
Hillary Duff and her husband are expecting their second child. Hillary was born in what Texas city?
Dallas.
Okay. The cast of Superbad is reuniting for a fundraiser. The stars of Superbad were Michael Cera and...
I don't know this one.
Saturday Night Live did a funny sketch about people going to see Adele hosted Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and did you know that she made an appearance on Saturday Night Live in 2008, and that's what boosted her career? She even said so. Was that for her album 18, 19, or 20? Basically, what was the name of her first album?
I believe it was 18.
And finally, a list of the horror movies with the most evil basements. Number 1 is the movie with the classic line, "It puts the lotion on its skin."
Silence of the Lambs. Knew that
okay,
one.
We'll bring them back on.
Booker! Hey,
how'd it go?
She got 2 right.
Okay.
Man.
Okay. Ooh. Okay. It's tough. I'm ready.
Okay, question number one. Folklore by Taylor Swift is the first million-selling album of 2020. Does she do endorsements for Chase, Wells Fargo, or Capital One?
Capital One, bro. What's in your wallet?
Mm-hmm, that's correct. Hillary Duff and her husband are expecting their second child. Hillary was born in what Texas city?
H-Town.
What's H-Town?
Houston.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
You've never heard... You're a lifelong... Oh, that's because you love Dallas so much.
I know what H-Town is, but that's not the correct answer. When someone says, like, I just wanted to make sure you were referring to the right H-Town.
You meant Harlingen.
Yeah, Harlingen?
She's from Houston.
Yeah, but I know, but you said H-Town. I didn't know if you were referring to Houston or Harlingen.
Oh, gotcha.
Or
Huntsville.
Huntsville. Prison.
Or Hutto. You could be referring to Hutto.
See?
Okay, my bad.
You got to be specific.
Yeah, man.
Sorry.
I don't know what's going through your head. The cast of Superbad is reuniting for a fundraiser. The stars were Michael Cera and...
Seth Rogen, Jonah Hill.
Yeah, he was. Adele was on Saturday Night Live over the weekend, and she talked about how she was the musical guest back in 2008, and that's what boosted her career. Was it for her album 18, 19, or 20? It's her first album. What was it?
This is her age, and I believe her first album was 19. I believe.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, she came on the episode that Sarah Palin came on. It was during an election year as well. And so many people tuned in to see Sarah Palin that they also saw this girl named Adele and were like, oh, my gosh, she's amazing.
Adele seems so much older.
Yeah.
How old is she? Anyone? 2008. Well, so it's 12, 19, 21. So she's like 31, 32?
She is 32.
32, okay.
Man.
Quick math. Finally, there's a list of the horror movies with most evil basements, and number one is the movie that has the classic line, it puts the lotion on its skin.
Or else it gets the hose again. The movie that you're referring to is one of my all-time favorites, one of the greatest movies of all time, Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. 5 out of 5.
Man.
Well, Shelby, thank you so much for playing, though.
Absolutely, thanks. My name is Shelby from Kyle, Texas, and I can't beat Booker.
Good try.
If you're out dating, odds are you've had some pretty bad dates, but are they as bad as the dates that Lance and Danny have been on?
No.
They're going to share their horrible date stories, and then we're going to vote on who had the worst.
Nice.
It's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates, and it's coming up next on Mix 94.7.
Last night in late night, Booker, Alex, and Sarah, Mix 94.7.
The Department of Health and Human Services is dropping a holiday ad campaign that would have offered Santa Claus performers, along with Mrs. Claus and elf performers, early access to a vaccine in exchange for promoting the benefits to the public.
Mall Santas?
Yeah, because before making any important medical decisions, I want to hear what a drifter with whiskey breath has to say.
From the Mix 94.7 studios, this is Booker, Alex, and Sarah's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates.
Two singles looking for love, struggling when it comes to dating. It's Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates. Up first into the blue corner, coming in at 6'2", Lance prides himself in his sandwich skills. He can eat a gallon of ice cream in one sitting without getting sick, and he loves his mom. I say hi to Lance!
Hi, Lance!
What's up, Lance?
Hey, what's up?
So tell us about your bad Tinder date.
Okay, so get this. This girl asked me to be her plus one for a work party as a first date, which I was like, whatever, I'm down, like free food for sure.
There you go.
She promised that we could do something fun after, so I was like, for sure, because I just don't want to be at this work thing all day. And it was a potluck. So this is the thing. It was the most boring office party in the entire world, and this free food that I was so pumped on was awful.
Like, what was so bad about it?
Okay, so they had, like, these tiny, you know those tiny hot dog, like, wrapped things, and then there was, like, they were, like, drenched in sauce and these tiny meatballs. They had a 7-layer dip, which was not good. I'm pretty sure I only counted, like, 6 layers of dip. They had a 2-liter of Sprite, Coke, and get this, Diet Mountain Dew.
Oh, I love Diet Mountain Dew. Oh, man, mix it with vodka? This is legit.
That's the thing. Agreed. No vodka there, though, my man.
Dang.
And then they put out two picnic tables, and everyone just brought their own folding chairs. And get this. The girl that I went with doesn't bring chairs, doesn't tell me to bring a chair. So there we are just sitting on the grass, which was slightly wet, which I found out later. And then people came up to her, and she never introduced me to anyone. I just sat there awkwardly on wet grass. And then they did this award ceremony at this party, oh. And I had to sit through that too,
it's
and like
worst.
Watch people get Dude. These weird certificates. And here's the kicker. To this day, I have still not heard from her. She has not reached out back to me.
Oh, I was about to
no
ask.
No idea. No idea why she took me to this party.
All right, let's head on over to the red corner. Coming in at 5'6", Danny loves the inside of a Reese's peanut butter cup, the cookie inside a Twix bar, and the hot dog in a corn dog. She lives in East Austin with her cat, Phil. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Danny.
Hi, Danny.
Hey.
Good morning, Danny. So tell us about your bad Tinder date.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I matched with this guy, and it was like, you know, we were chatting, and he was like, let's do dinner and a movie, right? Mm-hmm. He takes me to McDonald's.
Mm-mm.
Nothing wrong with that.
And not, it gets worse. Oh, my God. He told me I could only order off the dollar menu. He's like, pick whatever you want as long as it's on the dollar menu. So I got a cheeseburger. He got 5 cheeseburgers.
Dang, boy.
And then he didn't even get me a drink. He pulls out 2 bottles of Jack, like the mini, like the airplane bottles, you know, out of his pocket that he brought with him. He got a soda, added the Jack to the soda, and was like, let's just share this. And so we just like sat in the car and ate our food. And then he drove me to CVS. Where they have like Redbox. I didn't even know they still had Redbox.
Oh,
this
yeah.
is like the last Redbox in existence. And told me to pick a DVD. Well, he went inside and then he bought like a 12-pack of Coors Light and 2 bottles of wine. And he was like, let's watch a movie and go to my place. And at that point, I was just like so over it that I just told him I wasn't feeling good. And I was like, please take me home. And so he drove me home and he was like, so I'm still coming in, right? And
oh,
I was
my
like,
God.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So who had the worst Tinder date? Lance's date took him to her boring work party. Danny's date took her to McDonald's and brought his own airplane bottles of liquor. If you want to vote for Lance, text 1-51993. For Danny, text 2-51993. We'll tally up the votes and have a winner coming up in 3 minutes on Mix 94.7 and streaming in the radio.com app. It was Battle of the Bad Tinder Dates moments ago. Lance, he went on a date with a girl who took him to her boring work party where they had awful food. And then Danny went out with a guy who took her to McDonald's but said she had to order off the dollar menu.
He should at least let her get the Jay Blavin meal, dude.
Jay Blavin. What? Jay Blavin, bro. That's, what was it? It's a...
It was Travis Scott first.
Big Mac...
No pickles.
No pickles. Oh. Fries.
Barbecue sauce, I think.
And a Oreo shake.
Yes, yeah. Bro.
Wow. Oh.
Have you had
Look at
it?
Me. I have not.
Brad Booker pulling up in his car, jamming to it, saying, you know what I'm here for.
Anyway, he also had a couple of bottles of the airplane liquor that he poured into the soda and took her to... Redbox, had her pick out a movie and then
I mean seriously
just kick it back to my house. I mean I obviously they're still around so people are using the Redbox, but I don't know. So who had the worst Tinder date?
I thought it was going to be a landslide. It almost was. With 77%, it's Danny.
Danny, congratulations.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, my God. I knew nobody could top that.
Yeah, it was good. Trending right after Katy Perry on Mix.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.